Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something else. My gut might be sticking out, but she ain't never wrong. She might be poking, but she ain't never wrong. Hello, hello.
I'm telling you, I had that planned in my mind this whole time.
Wow. I'm glad you got that out. That was you. Thank were you. You're about to burst at the seams.
I was. I was like, are we going to start?
Welcome back to Moms in the Trenches. I'm Yami.
And I'm Michaela.
Thank you for coming back. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. We are your mom besties, and we're here to talk about all kinds of mom stuff. Real quick, though, we're not going to do hot topics, but I wanted to give a shout out to my peeps, to my Puertorros, that the basketball team made it to the qualified for Paris. Hey. So Puerto Rico's going to go to the Olympics. Hey. I am so excited. Prepare to be sick of me. I don't even like basketball like that. Like, I can get by, but... Puerto Rico's going to the Olympics for basketball.
What you're saying is there's gonna be a watch party in the pergola.
Listen, there is. We can bring our projector. I'm gonna get everybody has to wear like the Puerto Rican flag, the cut, like you, we're gonna, it's gonna I'm be like serious. The Puerto Rican
this,
Day Parade.
This idea just popped in my brain.
Yes, we're gonna have the balloons. It's
I'm gonna
be crazy.
Bring the projector. We're gonna set it up. We're gonna watch the Olympics.
Yes, the Olympics are going on, and yes, we'll be watching. Also, did you see about the Argentina and Canada?
My goodness, yes. Okay, so we do have a hot topic, because why would he do that?
I mean, I get it, you're betting for your country, but the way Argentina,
they don't even like us,
what? Like, this is going to haunt him until the end of his days.
Yeah, it's like you said, I get it, you were trying to root for your country, but like, Drake, you are...
Hold me, I need you to
go for like 10 right
I
now.
I know. Like, you need to carry these L's and just go on a little vacation.
You need to do what J. Cole did. Just bow out respectfully. I mean, it's too late to bow out, but just accept the fact that
he needs to just take a little hiatus. Yes. Or get away from the public eye.
You and Lil...
Go on a vacation. You let this whole thing blow over. Name? Adonis.
Is it? It's Adonis?
Drake's son?
Is it?
Adonis.
I thought it was okay. Adonis. They need to go on a little father-son vacation.
He really needs to drop off the public eye for a while, because this is at this point, it's just embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed for secondhand.
And like I said, I rep my country. Listen, Puerto Rico, we're gonna go to las Olimpiadas, okay? But come on now.
Like, I also need you to like teach me some Spanish phrases, because I want to root them on with you.
Yes,
and
I want to feel
the spirit.
I'm excited.
Kind of how AJ was excited that I said hamburguesa. Yeah, I want to feel that.
He's so cute.
He is. Like, he was like hamburguesa, and then Carolina's in the background like hamburguesa.
I know. Your FaceTimes with AJ are just...
I miss them. He hasn't called me in a while.
I know, because he's doing Duolingo now. He's very much into his...
Really?
I know. He does Duolingo to, like, pick up on Spanish, but then he'll, like, give me the phone and be like, Mommy, help.
Aww.
Mommy, this one's tricky. He'll say that.
So sweet. Well, yes, we're excited about... Puerto Rico.
Yes. And the U.S. is going, right? Like, did LeBron and them make it too?
Yes. But, like...
You're like, yeah, but, you know.
But, you know,
It's whatever.
It is. Like, it's whatever. Anyways, we're gonna roll right into today's topic, which is holidays.
How was your 4th?
It was fun. It was... Honestly, even though
why did you pause? Like,
well, I'm just trying to think of what happened. So much has happened. I've lived so many different lives between
for
the
reals.
4th and
for
today when we're recording. So,
for reals.
What I remember, it was fun though.
Yeah.
We swam. We went to Dakota's dad's house. They have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than
that. Did you see fireworks or no?
We saw fireworks and we shot off fireworks. That's something we can get into in a little bit.
Okay.
How was yours?
Mine was, it was eventful. It was busy. I had people from out of town, in-laws from out of town come in. People came down from St. Louis. People came down from Canada. It was fun. It was busy. I wish I would have been able to like relax more, but
yeah.
It's cool. I needed like an extra day to really recover from the weekend you know, the regular weekend stuff. We also had a birthday after the 4th and basketball and yeah, it was mm-hmm. it was hectic. But I'm glad that it's over and the next big holiday is just like the back to school stuff, I'm assuming.
I guess, yeah.
And like Labor Day or whatever, like
yeah, Labor Day.
But as far as like family,
family stuff,
probably Halloween,
or Thanksgiving, if
for sure, yeah. So we got a little break, you guys. How exciting! How you feel about this little like in between holiday situation?
I always hate it. Okay, so after Christmas, I'm always like, you know, like, we have MLK Day, we get that off, but, like, the mm-hmm. next big holiday, there's not really anything major.
Until, like, Easter, basically. Yeah,
until Easter, right? Mm-hmm. And then, for me, it always got on my nerves with work, because I'm like, I need a break. I need a break from work.
Where I need a break from the break.
Yeah, like, where I don't, like, have to use my own PTO for it, you know what I mean?
The struggle.
The struggle is
the
real.
The PTO struggle.
But my goodness. So what was the hardest part about the 4th for you?
Honestly, and I feel like just with any holiday, the burden, not the burden, because it's not burdensome, but the logistics and the planning and the all that stuff, I feel like normally, you know, falls on the default parent, which is typically the mom.
Yeah.
Again, not complaining. My husband is, you know, he does his part. It's not, you know, we're not bashing them by any means, but it is, it does take an emotional toll and it is very stressful when, you know, you feel like you're figuring out all the, like, you know, at least with me, I had people come over from out of town. So we were figuring out who was going to pick up who from the airport, where were they staying? You know, did
all
we have enough?
All the logistics are mentally tasking. Yes. Like that's something that I try to explain to Dakota when I'm doing stuff. It's like, he's like, oh, well, get up and do stuff with the kids and da da da. I'm like, all day I have, you know, made decisions for other people. I have, you know, done mentally things. Like, I feel like if I could just turn that mental, you know,
you
gymnastics
could just shut your brain off. Yeah.
Well, if I could just channel that into like going to the gym and actually doing physical stuff, I would be fit. But yeah, if I could turn my brain off of it, like, you know, I would. It's mm-hmm. just, I can't. And holidays, it's even harder because it's like,
the thing is, even if it's something simple, like something that's not considered really a holiday, like Valentine's Day, we have kids. So obviously we got to pick an outfit. We might do, you know, Valentine's Day photo shoots. There might be something at the preschool or at the, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always, and those little things add up and it typically always falls on the mom.
Oh yeah. And you don't want them to miss out. Like I remember this past Valentine's Day, Zion was in school on that day. And mm-hmm. you know, for me, it's like, I have to get the cards for him. We went and got the cards. And
the
I'm
Valentine's
like,
for the classmates. And, yeah, I did the same thing.
Right. And no shade to Dakota, but he wasn't thinking about getting Valentine's Day card. He didn't have the list of the people in Zion's class to send the cards to. He wasn't thinking about the candy and, mm-hmm. you know, what to get, like, if there's any allergies or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And then with Zion, with the kids, it's like, well, they have to have an outfit.
And yeah, so, that part.
And so he has, you
that's
know.
That's a toxic trait.
It's a very toxic trait.
Every occasion needs a new outfit.
It needs a new something. So I busted out my Cricut. I found like a design and it just so happened that his cards were shaped like Nintendo Switches. And I found a design that had like a Nintendo Switch.
You are too much. That's adorable.
It's so cute. If I find the picture, I'll show it to you. But the holidays, you have to,
I'm over here, I just picked out like a, you know, it's February obviously, so it was still cold. I just picked out like a solid red color, like long sleeve shirt, but you're over here Zion's getting custom made. limited edition.
It's nothing fancy.
One of one outfits and stuff. That's
he was the only one wearing it in his class, at least. But yeah, like,
you got the connections at Hodgepodge.
I should start that back up a little bit. For real. I am going to make our shirts for Moms in the Trenches. That's yes. On my list for next week.
Merch coming soon.
Yeah. Logo coming soon. Everything yes. coming soon. Anyway.
It's just tough. And yeah, I feel like dads, and like I said, not to bash dads, because there are some dads that are the default parent. Right. You know? But it feels like it's always on the default parent. Mm-hmm. And it's always on... It's like the other partner, for XYZ reason, doesn't take into account like yeah. all those little things, because you don't want your kids to feel left out. Like, yeah. I didn't want my kid to be the only kid that didn't hand out Valentine's to the other kids. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
but then come home with a bag of Valentine's.
I know. And then it's like, I have to sort all that out and like ration it so he doesn't eat it all in one day. Like, exactly. You know, and my husband's more like just like, carefree and like, yeah, you know.
Dakota's like, oh, I mean, he'll be fine. I'm like, yes, he'll be fine, but like, eventually when he gets older and he starts noticing, and even Carolina, when she's in school and she gets older, she starts noticing. Actually, she wouldn't even let that happen. She would see them and be like, get them. But true. But like, as they get older, and they will notice those things, yes. and they'll start remembering, like, oh, you know, that's why I try to make it a big deal whenever we get Zion's folder from school, to be like, oh, you did so great on this, because I don't ever want him to look back and be like, my parents didn't care that I colored this, you know, whatever. Yeah. So I want to make those holidays, those even not the big ones like Valentine's Day, special for them, because they're kids, and I want them to be happy. I don't want them to look back and be upset about it. But absolutely. It's very stressful. I feel stressful.
The same way, like, even with other things that, you know, we don't celebrate, like St. Patrick's Day or something. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're in school, then obviously I want them to, like, dress in green.
Yeah.
Like, even though, you know, I don't believe in
we're
that
not,
stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and we're not Irish.
Yeah, we're not Irish.
So, like, well, one of my friends from high school, my best friend, you met her, CJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's Irish. And so I am Irish by association. I'm a little bit of Irish.
Is there such a thing as black people that are Irish?
I think there are Irish people.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
So it's probably me. It's me. But yeah, and so one of the things that I realized, for especially for the fourth, that was just super exhausting, was the planning of, and we do this with everything because Dakota's family's so big, but just like, mm-hmm. what are we bringing? I was in charge of bringing plates. Dakota was making the baked beans. So I had plates, cups, utensils, drinks. And I'm like, why is that $70 right there? Getting all the stuff for, you know.
Preach that.
And then listen, on top of that, yes. just remembering, I mean, of course, Dakota wants to do fireworks, but we went the day before, or the 2 days before, whatever, to get fireworks. And I'm like, why do I have to remind you if you're the one who's doing it?
For real.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's another stressful part about it. It's not even just the kids.
Yeah, why do they do that? Why do they volunteer for stuff, but then they expect you to remember what they volunteered for?
I don't know. But it's like, every single year. Sometimes, he has remembered before, been like, oh, we should go. But, like, most of the time, it's me being like, hey, you know, the fourth is in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go and pick up fireworks.
See, yeah, Alex
is without fireworks.
Alex is the opposite. Alex is like, so are we doing anything? Because my husband's just he's not like a social butterfly. He's totally fine just being me and him and the kids at the house doing something. Yeah. Like, he's not, like, even with my family, you know, like, he gets along with them, obviously, but he's just more, like, his social meter just gets filled real quick, real fast.
I thought mine gets filled fast, no, but I feel like
Alex is on another level. Like, Alex is like, no, like, we've had enough. Like,
yeah.
Like, and then he starts, like, retreating and kind of, oh, yeah. like, just, you know.
Like, mine filled up when we went to the beach. It was with Dakota's brother and sister-in-law, and then... that was Monday through Friday. Friday, we went to his family reunion stuff. That was Friday, Saturday, left Sunday. And, like, Saturday morning, I was kind of just, like, done. Like, you know, I've held it together all week, but really.
You want to go back home?
I want to go home. And then Sunday when we were leaving, I just had an attitude. I had to apologize to him because I was like, it's just coming out because I want to go home.
Like, I want to go home.
That's why I said that to you. I really wanted to go home.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, Alex is just more like, yeah, once he's done social, like, and he's the kind of person that has to, like, mentally prepare for, like, when we have people coming over because, again, he's just not a social person, which is fine. Like, it's who he is. It's his personality. But, yeah, like, by the time it was time for fireworks, Alex was like, can we go inside? Like, it's hot. Like, I'm over it. Done. Yeah. So... Appreciate you, by the way, for dropping off sparklers.
I wasn't gonna let them go without sparklers. Yeah. And we had so many because it was like buy one get one free, and so we had like one pack and the kind that I gave you, so we got a free pack of those, and then we had like the neon kind and we got a free pack of those.
Good looking out because we waited until the last minute, and then I texted Michaela and I was like, well, I guess we're not gonna do sparklers, and she was like, I have extras, I'll drop them off.
Yeah, so, I wasn't gonna let you not. Have sparklers.
So you a real one because not that the kids would have noticed, but yeah, it was
nice. They needed something.
It was nice to have the sparklers at the end after, you know, being outside and barbecuing and you know, but yeah, it is the mental load of all holidays, big and small, all little, like national this day, like what, Spirit Week, whenever they have Spirit Week, like all those things, anything that has a theme, anything like that, that is very stressful
or
and
even
very
just, like
time consuming
and then thinking about like we had the conversation that your mom does a theme every year for Christmas.
Yes,
I've been thinking about like what Halloween decorations I'm gonna buy for the past like month. And it's
July.
It's July right now.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about like, oh, okay, when like I next time I go to Hobby Lobby or whatever, what kind of decorations can I get? And, you know, how can I make it festive for the kids? Like, I think last year it was, or the year before, Zion specifically, I think it was last year, he had cobwebs in his room because he wanted his room decorated for Halloween all of a sudden.
That's cute.
And then, like, you know, just little things. And I'm like, the wheels are turning because I'm like, okay, how can I make it fun for the kids and, you know, fun for me too? And I want to see them enjoy it. But I have to find a balance of, like, not stressing myself out trying to figure out those things.
Yeah. And no, it's crazy that you're already thinking about Halloween decorations. I don't decorate for Halloween. I really just decorate for Christmas, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, I don't even do Halloween. Dakota likes to do Halloween. I might put, like, a couple things out, but, like, I'm usually, like, September is fall. I decorate for fall. I have my pumpkin stuff. I have my fall candles. Oh my God. Like, I've been mad at him because he left some
of my fall. It's still warm in September.
Well, it's like, you know, September 21st, 22nd, whenever fall hits, my fall stuff is out. I don't care if it's warm. It's pumpkin season. And...
oh, no.
So, Halloween kind of throws a wrench in it because it's like, well... You know, we get like a week in September that's fall, and then it's October, and then it's like, well, that's spooky season. So that's why I don't really decorate that much for Halloween. Okay. I throw a few things out there, and then after Halloween, I'll put them back, and it's still just fall.
Yeah.
and then it rolls right into Christmas, and I can put my Christmas stuff out.
I'm more of a, I like to take the minimalist approach, probably because I grew up and my mom was so extra. Yeah. That I'm just more like a minimalist when it comes to clutter, decorations, things like that. If it doesn't have like a functional purpose, I don't like to have it.
See, I used to like, be that way, you know, but Christmas, having Dakota as a husband, like for me,
so he matches your energy when it comes to decorations and like holidays.
Well,
no.
So he brought out that because I used to be like, if it doesn't have any kind of function, like you see my room right now, it's a mess, and it's because of him. And I've just let it go because I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he's very much a kid, so a lot of the stuff that we have for decorations, I've had to adapt to because he's a kid. And then we had kids, and so now it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to get over the fact that it really doesn't have any kind of function. Like, I will say, it's so funny that we're that much alike, because last year for fall, for like Thanksgiving, I got like a little thing that turns in the center of the table.
Like a little Lazy Susan?
Yeah, like a little Lazy Susan, mm-hmm. but it's for fall. And I was like, it works because I can just put something on it and just spin it and you can get it. So it has a function, but it's my favorite decoration. The revelation.
It's like functional, but cute.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, I get that. No, I am so, I'm like the worst. I'm trying to get better, obviously, with because I have kids, especially around like Christmas and things, because we leave the Christmas tree out for a long time. But as soon as like Three Kings Day comes and goes, you're like, I'm boom. Like, let's get rid of all this. I want my corner back. I'm getting better. This year I'll have more stuff because last year when everything went on sale, I bought stuff. Crazy. because I'm not paying full price. So I don't mind buying stuff and then waiting a whole year to use it because
me it's either. Cheap. As long as I can put it in storage or something, I'm good. True. But it's so funny. I'm gonna tell the story. I feel like I've told you before. A few years ago, it was a few years. It was like our first Christmas in this house. And it was the day after Christmas. And I was like, this tree is going down.
And I think I remember. Yeah. I remember when I was pregnant with Aria.
Oh, yeah. You were saying that.
Yeah. I was like, because she was due. Aria was due January 9th.
Yeah.
And I got induced January. I knew I was getting induced January 3rd.
Yeah.
And I was like, this tree got to go.
Yeah. Because
I'm not about to be postpartum and also put all this stuff.
That. My mom, growing up, my mom has always just been like, day after Christmas, let's put all this stuff up. Like, you know, especially.
Really?
Yes. But I
feel like that's a little extreme.
Sorry.
I feel like that's a little extreme. The day after Christmas, you put stuff like...
I don't know. So I got that from her, mm-hmm. and we decorate usually like the week before or the week of Thanksgiving. We usually start getting decorations and stuff out. And so for me, like years ago, I'm a new person now, but years ago, I would literally just be like, I want my house back. It's like, this is too much. It's too much chaos. I want my house back. And so the day after, I put everything down or away, put the tree up, and Dakota came back and he was like, you know, what? Why would you do this? He was like,
because it's stressful and I'm the only one that has to do it. Like,
if I didn't think about it, he probably would wait until like February 2nd or something. And then be like, oh, you know what? We should put this tree away. We should put, you know.
No, Alex, at least Alex and I are the same, because Alex's parents had, they didn't really do like Christmas cheer, like a lot. So like Alex is the same. He's like, yeah, we need to get rid of this like as soon as possible. Let's put this up. See, I'm Puerto Rican. So typically where I'm from, we leave the tree up until like middle of January.
Yeah.
Like after Three Kings Day, maybe a week or so more. Mm-hmm. So, and that's great. I love that for us. But mm-hmm. also, yeah, I as soon as Three Kings Day is done, and like I said, with Aria, when I was pregnant with Aria, I used that excuse. I was like, I'm not about to be postpartum and sleep deprived and trying to figure out where to put the ornaments.
I'm trying to think, what did we do? I feel like I either had Zion and we got home and Dakota had to put everything away by himself, or it was, I think I was like you. I think it was like right before, and I was mm-hmm. like,
this gotta go.
You gotta put this up, babe. Because I distinctly remember when I was like in labor and rocking in the living room, there wasn't a tree.
Yeah.
So okay. I literally was like, it was like New Year's Day, January 1st, and then January 2nd.
It's crazy how like even before we became moms, like even before the kids were here, we were already like thinking that far ahead. I feel like men don't really tap into that until later, if they ever do.
I was about to say, do they even... There are sometimes I feel like they do.
I feel like sometimes, a lot of times, they don't really think that far ahead.
They don't. So one of my biggest struggles with holidays in general is not just the 4th. Although the 4th is the worst.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
My kids getting thrown off of their schedule.
Ugh.
Like, because the fourth is the worst, because you can't even see fireworks until it's dark.
It's at night,
Yeah.
And then it doesn't get dark until later because it's summer.
Because it's summer. And I'm like, why would y'all do that? Like, make some that are just, like, listen, visible in the daytime.
Like, you know, like I said, I'm all about working smarter, not harder. So I just went on, like, YouTube and, like, I searched for fireworks show.
That and is I put smart. That on. However, my kids have such a big family, and all the kids, if we got together, yeah, they're all like, oh, who brought fireworks? So we can't get out of it. Yeah. It's like,
no, see, my kids are the only kids. So it was a bunch of adults and then AJ and Aria. And we just, at one point, just went inside and I just searched it on,
yeah,
on YouTube, and we were watching.
Yeah. Kind of how, like, you were smart about New Year's Eve. You went ahead and put on, like, a thing.
The last year's one. Yeah. And I did it at 8 p.m. We counted down, and then we weren't in bed by midnight. Because, listen, we got to stick to, yeah, we got to, like, that's like skipping. It's the same thing with skipping naps. We should put, like, a routine, mm-hmm, you know, because it's the same thing. We're not going to do that. I'd rather not come. If it interrupts the nap schedule,
we will literally push back seeing each other, because the kids, yep, got a nap.
No, yeah. And I respect that. Like, and I didn't know that that was such a huge thing until I became a parent myself. And I'm like, I would rather cut the grass with scissors than skip naps.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna disrespect another parent and be like, oh, just go.
Or they, or them. When they do, like, oh, they can nap here. No, they can't. No, they won't, because they're gonna keep each other up. Mm-hmm. They're excited to see their friend. No,
yeah,
we can't. No, I'm sorry.
Carolina barely naps at my mom's house. She'll if she's laying in her bed, she will sometimes. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's a short nap because she's like, why am I here?
Yeah,
when, like, I should be at home in,
exactly,
my bed napping.
Yeah. So whenever we've rescheduled, I mean, to the point where you've come to my house with your kids and my kids fell asleep and I was like, I'm sorry.
Right.
And then you were like, nah, y'all good. Like, it happens. Because, yes, no, it's this is very serious around these parts. Like,
it is.
And you will, it's crazy to the length that you go, like, you will schedule things in advance or try to schedule around the nap.
Yes.
Like, I never got that from before I became a parent. I never understood that.
No, your whole day is planned around.
Yeah. And then, like, if we have something like a birthday party that's, like, at an odd time of the day, then we need a nap earlier. So then we need to,
yes,
do stuff earlier.
Yes.
So, like,
or, like, there was a birthday party we went to earlier this year, and the party was at, like, I want to say 11. It was early. So I was like, okay, what we're going to do, Carolina, you're going to get up a little bit earlier and we're going to go to this party at 11. We're going to leave the party around 12, 1230, come home. And because you got up earlier, you should go right to sleep.
Amen. So, ideally.
And she did. She went to sleep. Yeah. But it's like,
that and then part, you, like, you, the planning of, like, having to tire them out before their usual,
yes,
time. So that way they have a nap, and, like, planning it to where they don't nap too long to where it ruins bedtime. Like,
yes.
Guys, I feel like dads don't be thinking about
this. It's math.
Stuff. It's mom math.
It's mom math for real. And so the fourth really does just, like, it's so hard. And then, like, with his dad having the pool, it's like, well, we want to get there early enough to where they can, mm-hmm, swim for a little bit,
yeah,
and eat, and then,
absolutely,
maybe swim a little bit more, because then we get
and
out.
And then you're the one that packs the bag and makes sure,
yes,
that there's sunblock and extra,
yeah,
outfits, extra towels.
Yeah, all the towels, all everything. I'm putting batteries in our fans because it's hot. I'm making sure we have ice water.
The snacks.
All the snacks and stuff.
And all, I feel like a lot of the dads, they're just like, oh, I'll help you get the kids dressed. Or
no, what Dakota does is he's just asking me if everything's in there. Like, he's going down the checklist in his brain. And I was like,
it's like, you can put some stuff in there. Like, it's not going to hurt to bring extra,
right,
towels.
Right.
Like, we can never have too many wipes.
No.
You know? Like,
exactly. So that's like one of my, it's just so hard, especially on the fourth. And then Halloween is also another one, because you want to trick or treat when it's, well, it gets dark earlier, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still just like, I think we should have Halloween off. It should be. At some point, make Halloween a
parent. If you're a parent, we should at least if you're a parent, we should at least be able to take a half day on Halloween, regardless of the day of the week that it falls.
Yes.
Start campaigning this now. Yes. These are the issues we need to vote on.
my old job when I was pregnant with Zion, I'll never forget. They were like, it's a half day, everybody. And I'm like, bet! I'm out. I didn't even have a physical child with me, but I was let me get out of here.
That's another one of my toxic traits. It's like I'm always complaining about like my check being short, but it's like
the moment they say I can leave.
As soon as they volunteer me to leave early, I'll be like, all right, bye.
Like, well, see, the job that I had was really cool because they would like before Thanksgiving or any holiday, they'd usually send like office closing at 1 p.m., but they would still pay us for the full day.
Yes, that's
right. So I was like, I love those. I miss those days.
Yeah, the day before, a long weekend.
Yeah, especially if they knew people had to travel or had people coming in, they would do that. So I was like, man, I love this. So that's another.
But I'm gonna leave early.
100%.
One thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna clock out.
I'm gonna clock out. Or I'm gonna be like, hey y'all, I'm gonna work from home the rest of the day. I remember one day I was doing math. They were like, everybody can leave at a certain time. And I was like, well, if I didn't take my lunch, can I leave an hour earlier?
That part.
But I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to. They're already giving me an in.
I would rather skip a lunch if I can leave earlier.
Even earlier.
Yes. Yes. Don't play with me. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Facts. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I put on here fourth, lots of money on fireworks. Super late night.
Did y'all go to bed late on the fourth? Did the kids go to bed late?
Yeah, because they didn't even. Dakota's brother was like, watch, y'all not even going to start. They're not going to do fireworks till 9:40. It was like 9:50. And I was like, first of all, why did you have to speak that into existence? And secondly, I don't know why these men couldn't get these fireworks down here faster. Yeah. Which another stressor for the holidays, at least for the fourth, is I mean I'm assuming Alex doesn't do fireworks, but Dakota's family does, and I'm always just stressed like, please run away from the firework in time, like if something happens, you know.
This is why women live longer.
It is, and it has to be. At the end, they had a Roman candle war, so they're literally holding the candles and they're just like, it's just like,
oh gosh, no.
And one of them almost got hit. So
how where did it come from that we're the weaker sex, or like we can't function, like they're the ones that need to lead?
It's the narrative that they created to stay in power.
Because we live longer. We
make smarter decisions.
Women have never started any wars.
Exactly.
So, I mean, why?
Every war has been started by a man.
Exactly.
Could have been over a woman, but it was definitely started by a man.
Exactly. So, why are we... How are they the head of our households? Like, you ever see any of those like funny videos where it's always them doing some dumb shit, like talking about hold my beer, and then women would never.
No,
we just don't. We just don't operate.
In the
like
time
that
you say hold my beer, we've already thought of 50 scenarios that could have gone wrong, in whatever's about to.
Also, if you're going against me, if I tell you don't climb the roof or you like use a proper ladder, and you're just like whatever, I was an Eagle Scout or happens. Some shit, then I'm gonna be like, well, I hate to say it, but I told you so.
Exactly.
Or like, you should have listened to your wife, you know. Yeah. Lately, I've just been like, listen, if you want to do another DIY project and hurt yourself, that's fine. Just make sure that life insurance is up to date.
Oh, facts.
You feel me? Like, sprinkle, sprinkle. Okay?
Sprinkle.
Like, yeah. You want to prove your manhood by doing something stupid, that's fine.
That's on you.
That's on you.
Because I warned you.
That's between you and God.
I'm just saying. Like,
okay, we need to end this.
What okay. Yeah. Well, in conclusion.
Holidays suck. Spirit week sucks. Themed things when you're a parent suck. If you're a good parent.
If you care. If you care, it sucks big time. I feel like a lot of this episode, we talked about so many other things other than... We mainly focus on the fourth, though, so that's fine.
Yeah. You'll hear, well, we're definitely going to have to elaborate more on this subject, especially as the year goes on and we, especially as the kids get older. I feel like sometimes if once they get older, maybe they won't be into as many things, you know what I'm saying? Because then they'll get, they'll be too cool to like go trick or treating. They'll be too cool.
Or it's like they don't want to do those things with us. Yeah. So then we don't feel as much pressure, but I'm also just like holding on tight because I it's like it's stressful, but I don't want to let that go. I don't want to think about that not being a thing either. No.
Because don't they do like Spirit Week on, and like when they're seniors or something?
Yeah. So I feel like
I didn't go to school in America. I don't know. But
Spirit Week, it's usually like a football tied to like football. Okay. They'll have a Spirit Week for that. But other than that, yeah. And that's not even something that like we really would be involved in at that point.
Yeah. It was, you know? It's more just them and their friends or like, or when they do their senior prank. Yeah. Like, I didn't do a senior prank.
I didn't. I wasn't going to jail. So I've heard you stories.
You were a goody two shoes in high school, weren't you?
I minded my business. I wouldn't even say it was a goody two shoes. I just minded my business because I was like,
listen, that's fair. I mean, you had a black mama at the end of the day,
and a black mama in the military.
That's what I'm saying. Like Gigi didn't play. So
well, she does play. She did. She's so goofy, but.
No, but, I was raised by a Latina. She did not play.
Yeah. Like, oh, I bet.
No. And also, I went to, like, a private high school, so, like, my mom was paying tuition, so she was like, you better not come over here with some bullshit after after I'm paying tuition. like, you better be making, you know, my money's worth. Like,
yeah. Like,
so, no, we didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
But, no, it's a constant struggle of like, you know, man, this is stressful, but also one day I'm going to miss this because one day they might not come to me, they might you know not want to do a theme, they might want to do their own thing, they might not want to dress up in a family costume, they might want to just do their own costume with their friends, not even with us,
but with somebody else, and it's and like it's, yes, I want you to have that, but at the same time
like I want to be included, like I want me? You to, yeah,
like how do I fit into this equation?
We're gonna be driving them, and then until they get their own cars.
That's true.
We're looking too far ahead. They're babies.
We really are.
Like, let's stop. I'm gonna start crying.
Last night, me and Dakota were talking, and I was like, "You know, next year Zion could lose his first tooth." And he was like,
"Good." I didn't even think about that. I was just over here like, "Man, AJ really turns 5 next year, and he's gonna be in kindergarten."
But
like,
they could legit lose their first teeth next year.
Their baby teeth. What are we gonna do? We need to save them.
Oh, I'm absolutely saving that.
Not
first
all of them, but
no,
like
the first tooth, I'm saving, and like.
And then what are we gonna do about the tooth fairy? Because like it's inflation, so like. We need to have another episode.
That's a whole other episode right there. Let me write that down.
Tooth fairy. Imaginary creatures. Imaginary.
It's getting written down.
Character.
Yeah, that'll be another episode.
Yeah, this episode was kind of all over the place, but you're going to bring it all together in the end.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a little. Doop, doop, doop. I'll do some moving around.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Mom Besties. As always, we appreciate the support. Follow us on Instagram, Moms in the Trenches Pod.
Yep.
What's our email?
MomsInTheTrenchesPod@gmail.com. If you send letters or just recommendations or questions, we are constantly checking that. Yes. Trying to,
Please share with your mom, with your grandma, with your mom friends, with your parents. With any other parent, rate us, give us thumbs up. We really appreciate the support. We love, you know, hanging out with you guys and getting feedback, good feedback, bad feedback, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Keep it civil. We're listening.
Keep it civil, though, because you can catch these hands.
Me not knowing what you're saying, and so you say you can catch these hands.
But, like, true, though.
It's true.
We will see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Bye.